This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Unified School Board is set to vote November 17th on demolishing Roosevelt Elementary. The nearly $2 million project would start this winter and finish by the spring. District leaders say items like the Roosevelt bust will be saved and some bricks will be donated once the work is done. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Six buildings will be part of what Eli Lilly has planned for its Kenosha County campus in Bristol. The drug company submitted designs for six new buildings, including a huge 650,000-square-foot main facility for manufacturing and labs. It's part of a $4 billion investment by the company, supported by up to $100 million in state tax credits. Officials say the village will approve the final development agreement soon, clearing the way for construction at Highways U and Q. Kenosha's proposed budget for next year is at just over $106 million, a small increase from last year. Mayor David Bogdala says there's money for safer streets and stronger neighborhoods, while promising no cuts to services or staff. The city's tax rate would drop slightly, saving the average homeowner about $12 a year. It's getting crowded at the Humane Society. The shelter says it's caring for about 1,500 animals right now. On Friday alone, they took in 120 cats and kittens, nearly 50 from one home. Officials say they urgently need foster families, adopters, and donations to help with the overflow. The society has locations in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and more across the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment. For us, I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.